Let us sing together the English chorus, I love him. Brother Branham's favorite chorus. All the German and French speakers and the Slavic languages too, all can sing along a few words in English. I love him.
Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
I think we've all heard it now. And who can sum it up to give a summary of what was said here today? It was good. It was diverse. And we may testify that all the things, no matter who has spoken them, they have had one purpose, to bring out what it is about in these days, namely about the message of the hour, which is nothing else but the summary of the promises of God for the last days. If anyone thinks that God will still send a special message, let him be told, the special message is already here as the Word of God. It is only being revealed to us anew. We see the connections and are grateful to God for it. What pleased me very much was the statement of my driver from Abidjan, the Ivory Coast, when he said, "We do not look left and right at what the devil is doing. We look straight ahead. We look on the Lord. And we have in mind what God is doing." And that is very important. You can waste time looking at what the devil is doing, and then the time is over. And what have we achieved with that? On the contrary, we have only harmed ourselves and others. Let us take up the second thought, the three words, come and see. He came and saw and experienced and fell down and said, truly, you are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King in Israel. He came, he saw and experienced and experienced. We come, we hear, we see and we experience. When the Greeks came, they asked or said, we would like to see Jesus. Not a teaching, not a knowledge. We would like to see Jesus. And that is also our desire, to really see and experience Jesus as alive, as speaking and working in our midst. Do you believe this is possible? Many have, pardon me, many have already experienced God. Very many have experienced God. And the last ones are still being called and will also experience God. I would like to say to those who perhaps have special requests, saying them in confidence that they can trust God. We can trust God. And if you don't quite manage it yourselves, that happens again and again, that people who are ill, for instance, absolutely cannot bring forth faith. They have so much to do with the difficulties that others have to come to help, to believe for them. I could give you a number of proofs from the scripture, right down to James 5, where it is written, "If any man be sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, that they may anoint him with oil and pray over him. And prayer will help the sick person, and God will raise him up. He who can't anymore, let him say it. Let him say it to God. And if you want, tell us too, and we will come to help you and pray together so that God can intervene and help." I think here of the four men who uncovered the roof in the room where Jesus was preaching. The crowd was so thick, they couldn't get through, and they had the good idea to put the man they were talking about right in front of Jesus. And there the scripture says so wonderfully, when the Lord saw their faith, he saw their faith. What was it? It was a matter of the heart to them. Dear ones, I wish no one harm, but sometimes it is useful to go through difficulties in order to then understand others better, to sympathize, to have heartfelt and intimate compassion. May God indeed use His Word to let us experience the restoration in reality by grace. To this belongs a genuine new birth and conversion and renewing. It includes the equipping with the power from on high. This includes everything that was in the church at the beginning. Restoration is restoration. At the end, everything must be as it was at the beginning. And here someone may think by himself, yes, if we had a Peter and a Paul or a Brother Branham here, then we would see a possibility to start, a starting point. I tell you what we need. We need the same God, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of Elijah, the God of the prophets and the apostles, and the God of Brother Branham, and He alone will do it. Brother Rus mentioned it. Paul also knew nothing beforehand. It was revealed to him by the Spirit. How many times people came to Brother Branham and thought that he shakes all this out of his sleeve, that everything is packed here and he's got everything with him. And he said, I have to wait. I have to wait. Not I operate the gift. You operate the gift that God has given me through your faith. And when we start believing, as the scripture says, God will start acting. God will start revealing Himself. And I tell you honestly how it is. If there is a blind man here in our midst today, and he believes in his heart, if Brother Rus lays his hands on him, that God will make him see, that man will see. It depends on faith. Do you know what we say it is all about? Not only to hear, but to believe, and in faith to let the deed follow. For faith without works is dead in itself. If a thing is dead, then it can be buried, then it is of no use at all. So, living faith, worked by the Spirit of God, under the preaching of the Gospel, and through that, people are brought into contact with God and receive a revelation of faith. Here Brother Branham said, faith is a revelation. And that is 100% true, because what God has prepared for you is revealed to you by faith. Then it is no longer a question, then it is an answer from God for you and for me. I wish with all my heart that these days could bring about a breakthrough with the power of God. But it needs our faith. God wants to restore the faith of the fathers. And also this, Brother Branham said very clearly, faith in the beginning was not in denominations or human organizations. Faith was the lifeline from which the power of God flowed to the people who had become believers. Faith was a substance of God. Just as the Word is a divine substance, and that is why the prophets were also called gods, because they received divine substance in them, and they were identified with the Word. Today it is our turn. Please, don't be worried about how it is going to happen. Mary was also worried at that moment and asked, how is this to happen? And the answer came straight away. Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow thee. This is the answer today for the bride who has faithfully received God's promises for this time in her heart. Holy Spirit will make the word of promise come alive in you and me and make it a divine reality. Not your effort and not mine. Let us leave ourselves to God. He surely knows how he will do it. Hallelujah! When the brother from the Congo here said the loud hallelujah, I thought if someone was asleep, he would be woken up. And that was really very good. We need a revival among the believers before it can take hold of the unbelievers. And also this we heard here. In the church age of Laodicea, they say, we are rich, we need nothing, and so forth. And the Lord says, because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth, and you are poor, blind, and naked. We have recognized this and have come to the Lord. Now we want to become fiery in the Spirit. But please, no strange fire on the altar of God, not making our own wind. The wind, the rushing, must come from heaven, not from the platform, not from the preacher. It must come from God. I don't want anything that comes from men. I want what comes from God. And I have good news for you. Heaven is full of blessings from God for the people of God in these last days. When one of the brethren said to me, "Oh, there are still so many opinions," then I was a little saddened and thought by myself, if only everyone would shut up, then all the opinions would not come out at all, and we would wait until God has made us one heart and one soul, and that He could come to His right. As it is written, "Let this mind dwell in you all, as it also was in Jesus Christ." Our opinion is the opinion of God, the opinion of the Word of God. When it comes to spiritual and biblical things, when it comes to food and drink, which takes its natural course, then let everyone be sure of his opinion. And if anyone has a different opinion, as it says in Philippians, let God reveal it to him. The one is strong, he eats a steak, and the other is weak, he eats cabbage. That's what Paul wrote to the Romans and then to the Corinthians. I have now transposed the word steak a little into our time, but you can read it. It's not worth talking about such things. Anyone can take it as he likes. But when it comes to spiritual, divine things, then I dare to say that the Holy Spirit has become our teacher. According to the scripture, they shall all be taught of God. And not one brother needs to teach the other. Mark this, brethren. That too is scriptural. Now I mean all those dear preachers who would so much like to teach their knowledge to others, giving private lessons, extra tuitions, because the others know less than they do and do not see quite as clearly as they do and do not understand. Whoever has this opinion is still full of himself and is struck with short-sightedness, if not with blindness. If God has revealed Himself to you, then believe that He has also revealed Himself to your brother. And if it has not yet happened, then it will still happen. For indeed it is written, they shall all be taught of God. Not by Brother Branham, not by Brother Frank. We preach the Word, but the Holy Spirit teaches and reveals all alike by divine inspiration. Hallelujah! Praise and glory be to the living God. I don't believe there will be a mess to the end. I believe that the Church will be one heart and one soul, in one spirit, the Holy Spirit, submitted under one head, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praised and glorified be His holy name. Are you not all glad? See, sisters, how good you have it. You may not teach, but you can all receive teaching. Amen. Praise be to the living God. Yes, that's wonderful. Sometimes the sisters thought they were at a disadvantage. Don't worry. You have the same right as all of us to be taught by God. Whether brother or sister, We have all been taught by God, and for that we are grateful. May Almighty God bless us all from the riches of His grace. I know that God is present. I know that God has revealed His word to us, and through His word, His will. The word of the hour is, thus saith the Lord. It is God's holy word revealed to God's people through the prophetic message in these days. We are a people pardoned by God in this time. Praised and glorified be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us stand up and give thanks to the Lord together. Brother Russ, will you come? Everybody tunes in. Heavenly Father, we thank you together, O Lord, for this grace that has been given to us, for this time, for this hour. We thank you, O God, that we may still gather here in freedom to hear your word, to deepen ourselves in your word, to let your word align us. Lord, if your word is no longer valid, on what should our faith rest, Lord? Lord, we know that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light on our path, Lord. We worship you. We, as your people, praise your wonderful name. We all want to join in and lift up your name, for glory is due to you. Praise and worship is due to you, Lord. For you have done great things for us, Lord. We rejoice, Lord. Lord, indeed, we may soar like eagles, as we have heard. We need not stay on this earth. We can soar up into the higher spheres. Hallelujah. Receive the glory. Receive the praise. Receive the worship from the heart and mouth of us all, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, praise, and worship to your name. Amen.